O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
In your resurrection, O Christ,
let heaven and earth rejoice.
Alleluia. Blessed are you, Sovereign Lord, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. To you be glory and praise forever. From the deep waters of death, you brought your people to new birth by raising your Son to life in triumph. Through him, dark death has been destroyed and radiant life is everywhere restored. As you call us out of darkness into his marvelous light, may our lives reflect his glory and our lips repeat the endless song. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever.
Amen.
Psalm 105.
Remember the marvels the Lord has done.
O give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples.
Sing to him, sing praises, and tell of all his marvelous works.
Rejoice in the praise of his holy name. Let the hearts of them rejoice who seek the Lord.
Seek the Lord and his strength.
Seek his face continually. Remember the marvels he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth.
O seed of Abraham, his servant, O children of Jacob, his chosen,
he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth.
He has always been mindful of his covenant, the promise that he made for a thousand generations,
the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath that he swore to Isaac,
which he established as a statute for Jacob, an everlasting covenant for Israel,
saying, to you will I give the land of Canaan, to be the portion of your inheritance.
When they were but few in number, of little account, and sojourners in the land,
wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people,
he suffered no one to do them wrong, and rebuked even kings for their sake,
saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm.
Then he called down famine over the land, and broke every staff of bread.
But he had sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave.
They shackled his feet with fetters. His neck was ringed with iron.
Until all he foretold came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him.
The king sent and released him. The ruler of peoples set him free.
He appointed him lord of his household and ruler of all he possessed,
to instruct his princes as he willed, and to teach his counselors wisdom.
Then Israel came into Egypt. Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham.
And the Lord made his people exceedingly fruitful. He made them too many for their adversaries,
whose heart he turned so that they hated his people and dealt craftily with his servants.
Then sent he Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen.
He showed his signs through their word, and his wonders in the land of Ham.
He sent darkness, and it grew dark. Yet they did not heed his words. He turned their waters into blood, and slew all their fish.
Their land swarmed with frogs, even in their king's chambers.
He spoke the word, and there came clouds of flies, swarms of gnats within all their borders.
He gave them hailstones for rain, and flames of lightning in their land.
He blasted their vines and their fig trees, and shattered trees across their country.
He spoke the word, and the grasshoppers came, and young locusts without number.
They ate every plant in their land, and devoured the fruit of their soil.
He smote all the firstborn in their land, the firstfruits of all their strength.
Then he brought them out with silver and gold. There was not one among their tribes that stumbled.
Egypt was glad at their departing, for a dread of them had fallen upon them.
He spread out a cloud for a covering, and a fire to light up the night.
They asked, and he brought them quails. He satisfied them with the bread of heaven.
He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out, and ran in the dry places like a river.
For he remembered his holy word, and Abraham his servant.
So he brought forth his people with joy, his chosen ones with singing.
He gave them the lands of the nations, and they took possession of the fruit of their toil,
that they might keep his statutes and faithfully observe his laws. Alleluia.
Remember the marvels the Lord has done.
Let us pray. God of our earthly pilgrimage, feed your Easter people with the bread of heaven, that we may hunger and thirst for righteousness until we reach our promised land, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The first reading is from the book of Exodus, beginning at chapter 12, verse 37. The Israelites journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, besides children. A mixed crowd also went up with them, and livestock in great numbers, both flocks and herds. They baked unleavened cakes of the dough that they had brought out of Egypt. It was not leavened, because they were driven out of Egypt and could not wait, nor had they prepared any provisions for themselves. The time that the Israelites had lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of 430 years, on that very day, all the companies of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. That was for the Lord a night of vigil, to bring them out of the land of Egypt. That same night is a vigil to be kept for the Lord by all the Israelites throughout their generations. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "This is the ordinance for the Passover. No foreigner shall eat of it, but any slave who has been purchased may eat of it after he has been circumcised. No bound or hired servant may eat of it. It shall be eaten in one house. You shall not take any of the animal outside the house, and you shall not break any of its bones. The whole congregation of Israel shall celebrate it. If an alien who resides with you wants to celebrate the Passover to the Lord, all his males shall be circumcised. Then he may draw near to celebrate it. He shall be regarded as a native of the land. But no uncircumcised person shall eat of it. There shall be one law for the native and for the alien who resides among you." All the Israelites did just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. That very day the Lord brought the Israelites out of the land of Egypt, company by company.
God raised Christ from the dead, the Lamb without spot or stain. Alleluia. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith, for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. You were ransomed from the futile ways of your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without spot or stain. Through him you have confidence in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are set on God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. God raised Christ from the dead, the Lamb without spot or stain. Alleluia.
The second reading is from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, beginning at chapter 15, verse 20. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order. Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says, all things are put in subjection, it is plain that this does not include the one who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to the one who put all things in subjection under him, so that God may be all in all.
The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. He has become my salvation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He has looked with favour on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones, and lifting up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, to remember his promise of mercy, the promise made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Alleluia. Let us pray for the church and for the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. For the people of God, that they may proclaim the risen Lord, let us pray to the Lord. Lord of life, in your mercy, hear us. For God's creation, that the peoples of the earth may meet their responsibility to care, let us pray to the Lord. Lord of life, in your mercy, hear us. For those in despair and darkness, that they may find the hope and light of Christ, let us pray to the Lord. Lord of life, in your mercy, hear us. For those in fear of death, that they may find faith through the resurrection, let us pray to the Lord. Lord of life, in your mercy, hear us. For all prisoners and captives, let us pray to the Lord. Lord of life, in your mercy, hear us. Let us commend the world in which Christ rose from the dead to the mercy and protection of God. Lord of all life and power, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death, to make all things new in him. Grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be praise and honour, glory and might, now and in all eternity. Amen. Rejoicing in God's new creation, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the risen Christ grant us the joys of eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.